number 10,356, Sarah E. Dickey, Child's Play-by-Play of the Bay, by the Bay. Intersection of Savannah Road and Quaker Road, being a part of Lot 1 within Quaker Heights Development. It's a special use exception to operate a daycare center.
Evening, gentlemen. Mr. Brill, could you swear the witnesses, please?
Names and addresses, please.
Sarah Dickey, 323 Pebble Drive in Rehoboth. Alicia Maloski, 11 Hartford Way, Lewisville.
Do you both swear to or affirm that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Sarah and Alicia, if you would, could you introduce yourselves to the board?
I'm Sarah Dickey. I'm the current owner of Child's Play by the Bay in Lewis. I've owned Child's Play since last May.
My name's Alicia Maloski, and I live in Lewis, and I currently have a license in home daycare.
Can you ladies briefly describe your educational background?
I'm a graduate of the University of Delaware, and I was a teacher in the Milford School District for 3 years before purchasing Child's Play.
I have an undergraduate degree in psychology, and I have my master's degree from the University of Pennsylvania.
Gentlemen, I've just handed up the materials that accompanied the application for your reference. Ladies, I'm going to throw some questions at you when you decide who needs to answer them. But first of all, can you describe your existing location?
Sure. We're located, on Kings Highway in Lewis at 1002 Kings Highway.
And how large is the facility where you presently operate your business?
It's about 1,400 square feet.
How many days of the week do you operate?
Monday through Friday.
And your hours?
Currently 8 a.m. to 4:30.
How long have you been at that location?
Child's Play was there for 4 years before I purchased it, so coming up on our 5th year anniversary.
It's been there 5 years?
Yes.
Have you had any traffic issues with the operation of your business on Kings Highway?
No.
Have you had any complaints from neighbors about your operations?
No.
The $64 question, why are you moving?
We're looking to purchase a property so we can put down permanent roots in our community.
Is it fair to say you've outgrown your existing facility?
Yes.
Will there be any change in the days of operation of your facility?
No, still Monday through Friday.
Any change in hours?
We are going to offer an expanded schedule for, we'll be opening at 7 and going until 5 o'clock.
And the number of children you will care for in a day's time?
Our square footage and license will allow for us to offer services to up to 24 children.
Where do you obtain a license to operate the business you do?
The state of Delaware Child Care Licensing.
And is that fair to say that's very carefully regulated?
Yes, very much so.
Do you anticipate any traffic issues on Savannah Road where you're relocating?
We do not.
Do you recall the speed limit on Kings Highway where you presently located?
35 miles an hour.
And where you are planning to move?
It's going to be about the 35 mile. I think it's 35, might be 30.
During the course of a day, do you have any peak traffic or no traffic times?
We offer 2 sessions every day, morning and afternoon, and our morning drop-off is currently 8:30 to 8:45, and pickup is 10:45 to 11, and then our afternoon session is from 12:15 to 3:45.
But so during off times, there won't be any traffic. Is that fair to say?
That's, yes.
Can you briefly describe the site, your new property? I noticed you brought a board with you. If you could show that to the board. Is it fair to say that the building itself is larger than where you're presently located?
Yes. Almost 2,000 square feet.
So you can grow to the tune of 500 to 600 square feet?
Mm-hmm.
What improvements do you plan to make to the property?
This is the existing property here. We plan on putting a fence up in the back for the kids to play. And where there's the grass here, we'll be extending the driveway and offering parking for the pickup and drop-off of the kids.
Do you plan any landscaping for the property?
Yes. We'll be removing the 2 trees here across the back of the fence. We'll be providing landscaping and then landscaping in the front of the house.
If you you had to describe this area, Savannah Road, in terms of residential, commercial, or in some other fashion, how would you describe it?
We have a diagram of Savannah Road, the 1 mile stretch from West Coast to the train tracks, and there's currently 38 businesses within that mile.
Would you describe those as medical professional type businesses?
Absolutely.
And do you think you fit in that niche?
We're a little different because we won't have the traffic throughout the day, but just the drop-off point.
Unlike a doctor's office where patients come and go?
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. pick up and drop off 4 times a day?
Yes.
As a part of your application, you sent out a letter to neighbors explaining the application and offering to meet and answer any questions neighbors had. Did you hear from any neighbors?
We did not.
Did you receive any correspondence from any neighbors?
We did receive one letter of support from our neighbor to the left. He thought that it would be a welcome addition to Savannah Road and to our community.
Well, I'm ashamed to say, gentlemen, that neighbor was a client of mine, Cliff Diver. I'll read his letter since I think it catches the essence of the application. He writes, as your neighbor across Quaker Road, I'm sorry to miss the opportunity to support your new venture in person. Childcare is difficult to find here in Sussex, and you provide a much-needed service to our community. With the availability of Quaker Road as a side exit, I don't think anyone would have any problem adjusting to a change in traffic patterns. The need is great, and any inconvenience is small. This is an application for special exception. I think the clear benefit outweighs any possible harm to any property. The character of Savannah Road has been established. It has trended from residential to neighborhood business and commercial. And one other matter I wanted to mention, this lot is within a subdivision known as Quaker Heights. Wanted to make sure for the record you understand there are no restrictive covenants that would be implicated by this application. Quaker Heights is a subdivision that was created in 1955 by Rehoboth Lumber Company. And in those days, there were no such things as restrictive covenants, and there are none here. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
Excuse me, are there any questions for members of the board at this time? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Henson?
Did I count right, you'll be providing 4 or 5 parking spaces?
5.
5.
And Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions?
Thank you.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have 5 letters in favor.
Okay.
And they range from private people like Mr. Gora. Is an MD, Judith Gore, in that area, and most of the therapists, child family therapists, and professionals in that area, or 4 of them, and you got 2 that are just regular, not just, but they're people that are near the facility.
Okay. Thank you.
There were also 2 hands raised, I believe.
And 2 here. Okay, 2 thank you. And 2 hands. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Have one in the back. All right, sir. Ladies, you may sit down right up front for a moment.
Name and address, please.
David R.R. Green, 101 Quaker Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear a firm testimony about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening, board.
Good evening, sir.
I just have a few points of interest. I'm the property that is in the backyard of the daycare, really the only property that would be affected by the daycare if you came and saw the location. I don't know if anyone has seen it. Originally, the proposed daycare property and my property were one lot, according to the owner. On the other side, they used to be friends, and they, you know, the proposed daycare property owner was deceased and left it to some of his children. And from the property line to my home, there's only 13 feet. So basically two of me, I'm, you know, 6 feet. So I had just a couple points of concern I wanted to make sure maybe we could address. It's my retirement home. I grew up in Lewis, and like Lewis for the quiet. So where, while I'm not opposed, I would just wanted to make sure perhaps there were some limitations. I would ask that the hours be limited to 8 to 6 or the 7 to 5. The letter I did receive from the owners of the daycares now did mention potential weekends and also nights during the week. So I would like that to remain the same as it is now, not having nights and weekends. And then I'd like a little bit of consideration perhaps on the fencing. The Savannah Road and my house are parallel. So the daycare is perpendicular to Savannah Road. And then my front yard, my side yard, and my backyard is basically the daycare's backyard. And there's only 13 feet between us. So what I was hoping is, I called here today, I believe the first 30 feet fencing can be 3.5 feet, and then it can go to 7. I'd like to have that to try to create some privacy and maybe some noise reduction. Wherever it can be 7 feet, have a solid, you know, enclosed, not picket or link fence, something solid that will absorb some of the noise, even at the 3.5 foot level, and then when it gets to 7, maybe a little bit higher, when it gets to 30 feet.
So something similar to stockade?
Yes, I mean, and I actually went to Lowe's and Home Depot, and they have beautiful white vinyl ones that are aesthetically nice, but also have some soundproofing, and they're closed on both sides. They're not kind of a one-sided fence. The only other thing I wanted to make sure, since I'm not opposed, but I did email for the record the proposed owners twice, and I did not hear back. I re-emailed an email to say, you know, I'd like to meet, discuss some things. Save me from potentially having to come tonight. And that's really it. That's all I would like to propose.
Okay, I have a question.
Consideration for that.
Okay. Now, on the night hours, if they were to have night hours, what would be the latest that you'd be comfortable with?
Well, I mean, really, for me, 6 is, I mean, I work out of my home, so I'm already going to incur a kind of a lot of noise all day.
Okay.
And it's going to change my working environment. I would have to move offices to another side of the house, and it's just me on the phone, but I need quiet. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, 6 I would be happy with. Maybe one night to 8 or something like that, but mm-hmm. I'd like to have the evenings and weekends quiet if I'm going to absorb it all day.
And next question, how long have you been there? You had your business there?
I grew in Lewis. I have a home in Wilmington, too. I'm moving the first week of May back home to Lewis.
So you're not here year-round then?
I will be as of May, first week in May.
Permanent now?
Yeah, yeah. So
it'll be your home, not necessarily your business, but your home.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have people visit. I sell a medical product online, and it's just phone calls. So.
Okay. So you really haven't been here at all then, as far as no noise is being made or how they run this?
I'm there all the time. I've been here the last 5 days. I mean, in the summers, I'm here 8 months a year. It's just more the winter where this winter I'll be moving to Florida for a few months, but that's instead of being in Wilmington in the winter. But I'm here almost 8 months, 9 months a year.
Okay. Any further questions? Would you like to do a
briefly, outdoor recess is not a large feature of this facility. It's more structured care indoors. However, she and Ms. Molesky would have no objection if outdoor recess was limited to an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon.
Okay.
That's also a function of licensure with the state of Delaware.
State of Delaware.
Mr. Green, they'd be happy to meet with you after the meeting to chat about your concerns, okay. Address your concern about the type of fence.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I wanted to do that.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How about the weekends? Are you going to do
maybe
the weekends?
Maybe the can address nights and weekends.
We don't currently have weekend hours. Our evening hours, in addition to being a preschool where we consider ourselves a child development resource center, we offer occupational and speech therapy, which is done on an individual basis. So one therapist for one child. There's no little noise that is created. Sometimes that does go until like 5:30, but it's two people in the building. All of our other daycare and preschool students would be long gone. And this past year that I've owned Child's Play, we've only had one event at night, and it was a community-based gift wrapping night for in partnership with Epworth Church for like an angel tree kind of a thing. It's mm-hmm. been the only time there's been any group there, but we're not, I mean, we work all day. We don't want to spend our whole lives at work, so we won't be there on the weekends and at night. Mm-hmm. We think that's reasonable.
Your regular daycare hours end at 5 o'clock then?
Even earlier for the majority of our clients.
Okay. Does that answer the question? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. They're going to meet with the Mr. Green afterwards, work out their other concerns. They would be glad to.
I think the only concern was the fence, right?
Yeah, the fence would really be the only concern.
It's requested the maximum height, legal height, be in a solid fence. Was mm-hmm. a request.
7 foot?
7 foot.
Well, 7 foot, but 3.5, 40 feet back.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any problem with that?
Okay. Obviously, security issues as well on the childcare side, so that's important.
Sure. Okay.
The office can let you know exactly what the maximum height requirements are, and that's what that gentleman was asking that you.
They'd be glad to do that for you. Okay. Hearing nothing else, then the chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10356. Seems like there's no problem with the discussion on the fence and the hours. I don't believe it alters such a character of the neighborhood. In fact, I think it will be harmonious with the neighborhood.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,356. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Case number